When my children were little, Russ and I got a series of wonderful magazine-style publications called Zoo Books. My favorite feature of the bird zoo books was a brightly colored, accurate drawing showing what that species looked like under its feathers, under its skin, and under its muscles. I've always been fascinated by the inside story of how bird bodies work. The zoo book drawings were based on specimens and scientific drawings, bringing what could have read in prose as dry anatomy to vivid life. So I was delighted when Princeton University Press sent me a copy of Katrina Van Grau's new book, The Unfeathered Bird. As I said, the concept of depicting birds beneath their feathers is hardly new, but Van Grau's execution is not just fresh, it's hauntingly, astonishingly beautiful, as well as an incalculably valuable contribution to science, education, and art. Far more comprehensively than the zoo books, she has produced 585 drawings of 200 bird species. Van Grau may be uniquely qualified to produce such a work. She's the former curator of the ornithological collections at London's Natural History Museum and a taxidermist, giving her a first-hand knowledge of the insides of bird bodies. As a bird bander, she has held in her hands living, breathing birds as well, watching and even feeling their bodies unfold into flight as she released them from her own hands. And she's a trained fine artist as well. Her illustrations of musculature and details of eyes, orbits, bills, ears, feet, skulls, wings, tongues, and bones are exquisitely rendered, but hardly dry anatomical renderings. In her hands, these specimens come to life, sometimes depicted with wickedly lovely humor. Her red and green macaw stares straight at the reader, stripped of its feathers and skin to show its muscles, as it bites a pencil held to its beak with a beautifully detailed foot. Her budgie is a skeleton perched on a birdcage dowel, its empty eye sockets staring into a mirror. She poses most of her birds in vivid action. Her depiction of a northern gannet is an articulated skeleton in arrow-like diving posture. Her European nightjar holds its capacious mouth wide open. When I was rehabbing, I specialized on a close relative, the common nighthawk, and for a time worked on a PhD research project on nighthawk bodies. I was going to be Gary Duke's first avian physiology PhD candidate to complete my research without sacrificing a single bird, but I did dissect already dead nighthawks and even prepared a few articulated skeletons. The first time I did this, I was astonished at how scrawny a nighthawk's body is beneath the feathers. Most of us readers will be astonished by a great many of the avian features revealed in this wonderful book, and the elegant prose puts each body in full evolutionary context. Van Grau writes, "The bugling call of a flock of cranes is among the most evocative sounds in all nature and is audible at a great distance. The comparison with the stirring fanfare of a bugle is no accident. The far-reaching cries of cranes are produced with a wind instrument of their own, an elongated windpipe or trachea, which coils in the same way as man-made musical instruments." Her lovingly rendered whooping crane drawing shows that trachea coiled within the breastbone like a beautiful brass instrument. It's only March, but I'll be shocked as well as delighted if another book comes out that competes with The Unfeathered Bird as my favorite bird book of 2013. Interestingly, Katrina Van Grau also illustrated my favorite bird book of 2012, The Extraordinary Bird Sense, What It's Like to Be a Bird by Tim Burkhead. Best-selling bird books tend to be field guides to identification, but I am far more enamored with books that give real insights into how birds live and perceive their worlds. The Unfeathered Bird perfectly fits the bill. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.